Police headquarters. What's that, ma'am? Just a moment.
Police headquarters, Lieutenant Henderson.
This is Ida Ignatius' housekeeper. There are burglars downstairs. I just heard someone...
Hello? Hello? Operator, trace that call. Pete!
Yes, sir?
Look in the city directory for an Isaac Nathan resident.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes, what is it? 5947 Somerset Road. Thanks.
Radio.
Send a car to 5947 Somerset Road on an investigation.
Oh.
That address checks, Lieutenant.
Good. Get the car. I have a hunch we'll be needed.
Yes, sir. That's us, sir.
Burglary follow-up. 5947 Somerset Road. Meet officers Ryan and Burdick. Burglary follow-up. 5947.
That's the call we received at headquarters. There's something Ryan and Murdick can't handle. Step on it.
Here we are, Lieutenant.
Yeah, there's the radio patrol car just ahead. Swing in the driveway here.
Okay.
That'll do. Come with me.
That's Ryan at the door, sir.
Yeah. What's up, Ryan?
There's been a burglary, sir. Two of them carried away all the silver in the house.
You got a description?
Here's the housekeeper, sir. She can tell you everything.
Good. Let's get inside. Now, ma'am, what's your name?
My name is Mrs. Donovan. I'm Mr. Nathan's housekeeper.
You were the one who called me at headquarters?
Yes, sir. I was asleep and I heard noises down below. I looked down the stairs and there were two men carrying away Mr. Nathan's silver sword.
I see. Why did you scream?
Because I thought they were coming for me, sir.
Where's Mr. Nathan?
I don't know, sir. He was asleep in his room the last I see of him.
He's not there now, Lieutenant. I searched the house.
You say you searched the house?
Yes, sir, all except one room.
What room was that?
The master study, sir. It ain't been opened in 20 years.
Well, it's going to be open now.
Oh,
where is it?
We wouldn't dare, sir. The master.
Where is it?
Yeah. Over here, sir.
Locked. Where's the key?
Oh, Mr. Nathan had the key, sir. He ain't been in that room since his wife died 20 years ago.
How do you know he hasn't? Lend a shoulder here, Pete.
Yes, sir.
Ah, she's right, Lieutenant. Nobody's been in this room for a long time.
We'll see. Switch on the lights.
There's no lights in here, sir.
How do you know?
Well, I've been with Mr. Nathan 20 years myself, sir. He wouldn't allow the electric man to put the lights in this room.
Well, there are a row of candles over there on that bookcase, Ryan. Light them up.
Right.
Well, there's been somebody in this room recently, Lieutenant. There are footprints in the dust here.
Hmm. A man's footprints. They lead to that couch over there.
Yeah, but they don't come back, sir. They're one-way prints.
There's something screwy here. Jerk the sheet off of that couch, Pete.
Yes, sir.
What the...
It's him, sir. It's the master.
It's him, all right. Don't try to wake him up, Pete. He's dead. Did you find out what killed him, Doc?
Yes, it's rather odd, Lieutenant. Your man died of a hypodermic injection just above the heart.
Hmm. What poison was administered?
Well, you could hardly call it a poison. Nathan died from an injection of an overdose of cocaine.
Cocaine? You think he was a drug addict?
Well, hardly.
Well, how do you figure that?
It's clear that Nathan was not an addict from the absence of scars on his legs or arms.
You call it homicide?
That's up to the coroner. I'll withhold my report until you fellows find the hypodermic syringe which killed him.
Well, don't worry, Doc. We'll find it. And when we do, we'll tell you whether he used it himself or whether somebody else used it.
Well, that's your job, Lieutenant. I'm going on getting some sleep.
Okay, Doc. What'd you find out, Pete?
Well, I found that Mr. Nathan has a son living in Trentonville, just 20 miles away. I called him and told him to come right over.
Good.
And I found out that Mrs. Donovan and Nathan were the only ones who slept in the house.
Anybody else around? A chauffeur or cook or somebody?
Nobody except a gardener. Old fellow by the name of Danby. He sleeps in a room above the garage.
Call him in.
Yes, sir. You think it's homicide, sir?
I'm not sure yet. Looks as if it might be.
But this door was locked from the inside, sir. And all the windows were locked and bolted.
Yes,
what more?
I know. And there's one set of footprints in the dust leading to that sofa where Nathan is lying.
Oh, that's
But the prints don't fit Nathan's shoes.
What?
Oh, don't stand there with your mouth open.
Well, how did Nathan get in the room if the prints weren't his?
That's easy. He was carried in.
Oh, there are no tracks leading away from the corpse. How did the murderer get out?
That's something I've still got to figure out.
Maybe he got out by the transom.
Oh, use your head, Pete. A baby couldn't get through that transom.
Yeah, you're right, Lieutenant.
Now, if you're through asking questions, you'll get Danby the gardener. I'd like to talk with him. I've got a feeling that he can help us out. Your name is Danby?
Yes.
Did you hear the burglars who broke in here last night?
No, I didn't.
Well, then how does it happen that you're fully dressed at 2 o'clock in the morning when my men get here?
Well, I was in bed when I hear Mrs. Donovan scream, so I pulled on my pants and shirt and come running over.
How long did it take you to dress?
Oh, it took me, I'd say, about 3 minutes.
And you saw nothing of the burglars?
Nothing.
Was the front door open or locked?
It was open. I walked right in.
I see. Mr. Danby, do you know of anyone who'd benefit from Mr. Nathan's death?
Well, I guess we all would. Donovan and me have been with the old man for nigh on to 25 years. They both got something under his will, and Mr. Howard, his son, come in for a right smart piece of money himself.
I see. And did you like Mr. Nathan?
Well, can't say I liked him or didn't like him. It was a job to me, and that's all. Sometimes he's right nice to me, and sometimes he was right mean. I guess everybody's like that, so you can't tell.
Well, were Mrs. Donovan and Mr. Nathan the only persons living in this house?
Yes.
Why did you hesitate before you answer, Mr. Danby? Let me remind you, Danby, there was a murder committed here this evening. Murder is a serious matter. You know anything of value to us, it's your duty to make it known. Now, who else lived in this house besides Mrs. Donovan and Mr. Nathan?
I'd rather you'd ask Mrs. Donovan that question.
Do you think she'd answer?
No.
Then it's up to you to tell us.
Well, you're right. There is someone else living here, only nobody except Mrs. Donovan, Mr. Nathan, and myself know it.
Who?
Another man, sir. Mrs. Donovan's son.
Well, why didn't Mrs. Donovan tell us that?
Because their son ain't exactly right, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, Danny, that's the son's name, has been kept locked up in Mrs. Donovan's room for 5 years, sir. Only let out now and then.
You mean he's...
insane, sir. It's a pity, too. He studied to be a doctor. Went away to school for years. And he had an accident. Explosion or something.
You think he killed Nathan?
I don't know, sir. But I do know Mr. Nathan was scared of him. The boy Danny throws terrible fits. Threatens to kill folks. Mr. Nathan told me once he was scared Danny would kill him.
I see. All right, you can go, Danby. But don't leave the place.
Yeah, I won't.
How'd you get the idea of asking all the questions about the son?
Oh, I don't know. Just a hunch, I guess. Howard, Nathan got here yet?
Not yet.
Ask Mrs. Donovan to come back in here for a minute.
All right.
Did I hear my engine?
Yes, you did. Come in, Mrs. Donovan.
I was passing in the hall, sir. And I thought I heard you call my name.
You weren't by any chance listening at the door.
Oh, no, sir. But what did old Danby tell you, sir? I don't trust him. Him and Mr. Howard's been getting pretty thick lately.
Do you trust Howard?
Not anymore, sir, since he's been running with that city crowd. He used to come here every day asking his father for money. He got right mad the other day when Mr. Nathan refused to give him any more.
Oh, he did he? Oh, I wanted to ask you about your son.
My son?
It's all right, Mrs. Donovan. Danby told me all about it. I'm awfully sorry for you. Where is your son now?
He's gone.
He's not in the house?
No. When Mr. Howard Nathan came the other day, I had him take him away to a hospital. Oh, I know what you're thinking. And I'm glad now that Howard took Danny away.
Are you sure that Mr. Howard Nathan didn't bring him back last night?
No. He took him the day before yesterday. Howard Nathan hasn't been back since.
I see.
How about the master, sir? Did he...
He was murdered, Mrs. Donovan.
Murdered?
By someone who used a hypodermic syringe.
Oh.
It's true, Mrs. Donovan. He was murdered, and I think I know who did it. We're coming back in the morning and search this house from top to bottom for the hypodermic needle that was used to kill him.
You've got up your sleeve, Lieutenant. We've been out here in the bushes behind the house for 3 hours and nothing's happened.
Quiet. You gave us away. How long ago did Howard arrive?
About an hour ago.
And is Danby in the house, too?
Yeah.
You know, I've got a feeling that...
Look, Lieutenant.
Somebody's coming out the back door. Duck down low. We don't want to be seen.
Whoever it is going out to that tree over there. Say, they got a shovel.
Just what we want. Come on.
All right, get him, quick. I got him, sir. Oh. But it's not a him, it's a her.
No, you don't. Let me go.
Get her hands,
hands off me. Take your hands off me.
A hypodermic needle, just as I expected. She killed Nathan. She knew we were coming back in the morning and we'd find both the needle and the body.
The body?
Yes, the body of her son. Nathan was afraid for his life. He was afraid the boy would... And he killed the boy. Mrs. Donovan killed Nathan because she knew Nathan killed her son.
Then there's been two murders here.
Yes, and one of them's already been avenged. Hasn't it, Mrs. Donovan?
Yes. I killed him. He killed the only one I loved in all the world. My boy is dead. He's never coming back to me. Never.
Where's your son's body, Mrs. Donovan?
He's laying on an old sofa up in the fourth floor attic. He's resting.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Donovan, but I'll have to arrest you for the murder of Isaac Nathan.
Police headquarters. All right, Lieutenant. Hello, Tim. Call the police matron to come down and take charge of a prisoner. Police headquarters.